relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, they're suggesting impeaching a president over a speech that many of us called reckless. But it's a type of vicarious impeachment in the sense that he doesn't call for violence in the speech. He, in fact, tells his followers to be peaceful. He says the reason they should go to the Capitol is to support members who are challenging the election and to encourage other members to join them. So the speech itself would not meet any definition as a criminal matter of incitement.
But it doesn't matter, my dear friends. That is liberal legal professor Jonathan Turley stating there is no criminal argument to be made. But as we speak now, the afternoon of January the 11th, 9 days from the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is preparing to submit one article of impeachment, allegedly for incitement. Incitement to do what? Incitement to march peacefully? You're being gaslit. You are being told that what you see with your own eyes, what you hear with your own ears, isn't real, didn't happen. Well, we will not let them get away with it. Here we have multiple pieces of evidence that could be used in the court of law, should it ever get that far, of what the incumbent 45th president of the United States actually said. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. First, let's listen to what the president said standing in front of me. I was there in the front row on the Ellipse listening to the president last Wednesday, January the 6th, just as the Electoral College ballots were about to be counted and debated in a joint session of Congress. And this is what the president actually said. Video cut one, Eric, play cuts.
And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
We could go on and on and on. But you heard him. Those were the words of the president just before the march began. We will peacefully march to Congress. We will go there to encourage the congressmen and women and the senators to do their lawful duty. You can't have an insurrection. You can't have illegal violence if you're encouraging people to take lawful action. And at the end of that cut, he says it again. We will march peacefully. And we will be patriotic in what we do. It's just like Charlottesville. It's Charlottesville Redux. When the president said, I condemn the white supremacists, I condemn the nationalists, there were good people on either side of the statue removal debate. But they're not the white supremacists and the racists. They've been gaslighting you for 4 years. But it's even worse than just that, lying about the president. It's lying about what happened inside Congress. From Nancy Pelosi all the way to AOC. Let's listen to the ABC interviews for both of them. First, 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, in an unusually, not combative, but robust interview, where Ms. Stahl asked some moderately tough questions of Nancy. This is how Nancy Pelosi interpreted the events of last Wednesday. This is video cut three, Eric Plekutz.
They were coming to find you, maybe to hurt you, I don't know.
The evidence is now that it was a well-planned, organized group with leadership and guidance and direction. And the direction was to go get people. They were vocally saying, where's the speaker? We know she has staff. They're here someplace. We're going to find them.
Where is that evidence? Has it been arrayed in front of the American people? That it was well organized? They had a plan? Really? Because if you look at the video, we saw people causing violence, people taking selfies. I'm not sure if a plan for insurrection usually includes selfies. And at the beginning, walking through the cordoned off velvet rope line. How strange for an insurrection to do that. But it gets worse. The face of the quote-unquote new Democrat Party is, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she has much better intelligence than any of us. This is what she says was really going to happen in her ABC interview. Video cut for Eric Plekutz.
Perhaps my colleagues were not fully present for the events on Wednesday, but we came close to half of the House nearly dying on Wednesday.
We came close to nearly half of the House dying on Wednesday. It's not good for a radio host to be speechless. But when you hear absurdities of that level, Jeff, can you, didn't you tell me, we're going to talk to Mr. G, that not all of Congress was there when you watched these debates, that they kind of restricted it? Didn't Nancy say that there's only, 22 people allowed in there from each side?
Right in the very beginning, she said that. Yeah, remember we were trying to figure out why she had had people they were kicking out. I think she said 11 people from each side.
Because the Republicans were complaining.
Yes.
Saying, well, how come we're only allowed 11 people in here? I just remembered that. How does almost half of the House of Representatives almost die if you've only let 22 people in to debate the merits of the Electoral College vote? Something just doesn't quite add up. Didn't she get a degree in economics? Doesn't that require math? But again, even when something bad happens that cannot be justified, it will be used to pervert the truth. And we haven't even touched upon the events of the last 72 hours. The full frontal assault on the First Amendment. I had 1,040,000 followers on my Twitter account come Friday. I am down more than 50,000 today. Why is that? Is it because I'm a conservative? Is it because I have a national platform as a radio host? Why were 5 of my videos on YouTube, without any warning, just deleted on Friday? We will find out together as we cleave to the truth here on America First.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
But we can only do it if you support us. How do you do that? You support our advertisers, including the great Mike Lindell. We don't have talk radio without you. Please use our relationship with that great American patriot to get more than 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. 8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Amazing products. You will not regret it. We're going to go to a special guest in a moment, but I have to take a call because it's an issue that has infuriated me all weekend and beyond. Linda in Kentucky, line one. Quickly, ask your question so I can respond to our millions of listeners.
Well, I've been watching Len Wood, following him, and he was saying that this week, that there were going to be people arrested and President Trump would still be our president for 4 more years.
And, is that and true? You seriously believe him?
Well, I don't know. He's supposed to be his lawyer.
No, he is not his lawyer. And when the president in a video address concedes and says we are transitioning power to Joe Biden last week, why do you even believe for a millisecond any of this garbage?
Well, I just seen it and I thought, well, I know he conceded, but I didn't know that. I thought Lin Wood was his law attorney.
Lin Wood is a grifting lunatic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, my gosh. And General McEnany is likewise a lying lunatic. If you believe any of this, any of it, after the president conceded, you don't live in the real world. Thank you, Linda. Somebody who does, and somebody who's a brave man, and I consider to be a personal friend, is one of the individuals who's been targeted in the last few days by the powers that be in Silicon Valley. He's the founder of the Walkaway Movement, and his name is Brandon Stracker. Brandon, welcome back to America First.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I always fight. I'm a happy warrior like Ronald Reagan taught us. I don't give up as long as there is breath in my body. But you need to tell all of our millions of listeners and viewers on the live stream what has happened to you and the walk away movement in the last few days.
Sure. So the Great Purge began, I believe it was on Friday. Of the end of last week, I woke up and I got a call from one of my employees. And a lot of people may not understand this, but Walk Away was started as a social media movement, of course, but we've actually been very fortunate to have a lot of success in the last couple of years, which has allowed me to turn Walk Away into an official organization. I have about a dozen paid employees. I have dozens of volunteers. We're doing pretty good. And one of my employees called me and she said, the group is down and I've been banned from Facebook. And I thought, well, what the hell is going on? So I went to get on Facebook and I too was banned. And then suddenly my phone started blowing up, text messages and phone calls, all of my employees, all of my volunteers saying that they'd been banned from Facebook. So what happened was they took down our group and we're talking about a group with 508,000 people in it. The only content that goes up on Walk Away Campaign Facebook group are testimonials. That's it. I have an incredible volunteer team of moderators who vet every single post to make sure that these are only stories of people telling their experience of why they're walking away from the Democratic Party or why they're walking away from the left. There are no opportunities to call for violence, to glorify the incident at the Capitol. These are just stories from real people. And they took our group down and along with it banned every single one, any person who was connected with me as a paid employee or a volunteer. And let me just tell you, that includes contractors that I've hired, people who I've contracted to do videography at our event, people who I've contracted to help manage our merchandise. So these people have now lost their accounts and they can't do business with their other clients.
How many people are we talking about, Brandon, in toto?
Well, I would say that we've got at least 12 to 14 accounts that have been banned connected with me.
Have you, as the head of this peaceful walk away? I mean, the phrase itself is peaceful. Have anybody, you, the founder of Walk Away, or any of these more than a dozen people who work for you or associated with you, have any of you received any explanation why your accounts with more than 500,000 followers were deleted, Brandon?
We all got the same boilerplate message from Facebook saying, your account has been suspended for breaking the terms of our services. No, there was no specific incident that was cited. Now, I will say, and perhaps I'm being overly optimistic here, but I actually do still have faith that we're going to get this restored and that we'll get our accounts restored. Because what I believe in my heart happened is that we got caught in an algorithm that was just sort of slaughtering any conservative voices that they felt could be connected to the incident at the Capitol. Now, again, this is just so widespread and ridiculous that even contractors of mine have been taken out. So it's so far reaching that, I mean, don't shoot me for saying this, but I actually don't believe Facebook is that evil. I actually, if they want to target me, I get it. Maybe if they target, but I mean, to wipe out all of these people, some of them may not even be conservatives. So I'm hopeful that we can, get our lawyers involved and restore some of these accounts. But that being said, the goal here is not to restore the accounts so that we can go back on our merry way on Facebook. The goal is to restore the accounts so that we can, in an organized way over the course of months, get all of these people the hell off of Facebook.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to respond. I think any platform, I don't believe an algorithm deletes an account with 500,000 followers. That is a decision that is made by somebody, a human being, in a position of some managerial responsibility. And secondly, positing goodwill on behalf of an organization that deletes the video where the president calls for calm and peace, saying that that video is inciting violence. What leaves you with that positive impression that Facebook just made an algorithmic mistake, Brandon?
Well, the reason why I'm being a little bit optimistic is because I happen to know some other conservatives who were banned at exactly the same time, and they went through some legal channels and were able to get their accounts restored. And from what I understand, what they have told me is that basically they communicated with a Facebook insider and told them, like, look, we had nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol. We feel like we got caught in something erroneously, and Facebook did reverse the decision. Now, what you're talking about, absolutely, 100%, that was a strategic decision that was made by people to eliminate the voice of the president and to eliminate any sort of narrative that would allow him to come up, you know, across as somebody who did not call for any
Brandon,
violence.
We're out of time. Where can people follow you now?
Please go to walkawaycampaign.com. Sign up for our email list. We need you to be there. And follow us now on Clout Hub. Join the walkawaycampaign.com on clouthub.com. And please make a donation to our organization as we try to get back on our feet.
Walkawaycampaign.com, also on Clout Hub. Keep doing what you do. God bless, Brandon. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
They did, and that's why I can no longer call myself a fellow Republican. You know, I'm not a fellow of anything right now. I'm just a citizen who has voted Republican, voted Democrat throughout my entire career. And right now, I'm just watching my country and not concerned with parties. And so I do not know how he was able to attract all of these people.
That's the problem, Colin Powell. I don't know how. I don't know. 74 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Just beggars belief, doesn't it? Because it's called representative Republican democracy. Yes, Republican. I get it, guys. By the way, was that a time warp? Was that fresh? Jeff, I need a hand. Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
What? How many times hasn't Colin Powell done that before?
Not really. 2008, he did it with Obama the first time. He did it again with Obama the second time.
So he voted twice for a Democrat president.
And then I know he did not support Trump in 2016, which I think he voted for Hillary. And he also did the same thing a couple months ago in the summer.
But this is news, right? On
CNN. Oh, this is huge.
Colin Powell leaves the Republicans for the fifth or sixth time. Guys, I think we've got a theme for today's show. You're being gaslit. They're gaslighting you. They're trying to convince you you're crazy. That what you see is not real. What you hear didn't happen. Stay with us and we'll give you the truth. We'll try. Unless it's Doug from Washington State. Let's take some calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Line one. Doug, you're
Hello.
Up. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted you to respond to the woman caller you had. Well, I'm up here in Washington watching you. And you see, you more than less called her an idiot for listening to Lynn Wood. So I'd like to see who you're. Are you listening to Lynn Wood? Are you listening to Giuliani? Are you listening to Cindy
Hey,
Powell?
Dude, slow down.
Who
down.
Are you
Doug,
listening
Doug,
to, sir?
Doug, Stop shouting or we're going to drop the call right now. Not on my show. You don't get to talk to me like that. Okay, Doug? Calm it down.
Okay.
Giuliani is actually a friend of mine. We sat next to each other on Wednesday listening to the president.
What about the response to your caller?
What about it? Anybody? I'll say it one more time. If it wasn't
you
clear
made it
enough.
Sound like
Doug,
a fool.
Shut up right now or you will be dropped. I'll say exactly what I said to her. If anyone believes the insanity, the president has signed the Insurrection Act. The special forces took Nancy's laptop. The CIA server farm in Germany was raided by Green Berets. You are a kook. You're crazy. You're nuts. And you shouldn't even be allowed to vote. That's what I say.
Yeah,
and Linwood. And Linwood. Is
you're
one of
communism.
Them. Excuse me?
You know, sir?
What did you
I
say?
I shouldn't be allowed to vote? Is that what you said?
You
don't know nothing about me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody who perpetrates that level of garbage, has no critical faculties, no capacity to understand the truth and propaganda. That's what I am saying.
Watching the last 4 years and the last 20... You've been involved with.
What are you talking
so what
about?
Are you gonna
Why?
Do?
What are you talking about? I don't have to prove anything to you.
Elected.
Hey, I don't have to I don't have to prove anything to you. I have walked in the arena. I have walked in the arena. I've stood as a presidentially commissioned officer. In front of the nation, I've defended my boss's policies, whether it was the first ever travel moratorium, whether it was our China policies, whether it was our ISIS policies. I did that. What have you done, Doug? I don't need to prove myself to anybody. I've stood up for the America First agenda. I fought for making America great again, whether in the White House or whether outside of the White House. And I pity you, Doug. And I pray for you, Doug. And anyone who gives in to the inane conspiracy thing. This is the bottom line. Anybody who peddles this garbage, anyone, whether it's Linwood or whether it's anybody who sends me another stinking video of the Italian affidavit, which is a forgery, by the way, you're not just discrediting yourselves. You're hurting the president, President Trump. And worst of all, you're hurting America because it's all a lie. Stop it now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've lived it now for 2 years. My low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, after I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later, it was gone, and I'm still pain-free. Likewise, Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out if that could be your story. Call 800-500-8384 and order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. Or go to ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 2 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Proud sponsor of this segment, Kahr Firearms Group. That's spelled K-A-H-R. Car Arms, Magnum Research that provide us the Desert Eagle, and Auto Ordnance, the modern Tommy gun. Together, that's the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. KAHR.com. Check them out today. Welcome to News Talk 1340 WXKX, Clarksburg, West Virginia, the newest member of the America First family. Welcome aboard. We are so happy to have you. News Talk 1340 WXKX Clarksburg. We're going to go to your calls in a second. The call board is steaming hot. It is full. We're going to take your calls. But first, the point that I was reminded of by Professor Shad. I worked this out a long time ago. Why do people fall for conspiracy theories? I spent one of my jobs many moons ago was training young political activists, conservatives, from the Balkan region. I was based in Budapest in Central Europe, but a conservative foundation, invested funds in bringing young, like 20-somethings, conservative activists from the Balkans to Budapest to receive training in, you know, political speech, campaigning, and so forth. And I ran those courses. And it was a real experience, especially with kids from the Balkans, fresh out of the Balkan Wars. And when they get comfortable with you, it's like traveling the Middle East. When an Arab friend gets comfortable with you and trusts you, man, the stuff they spin. Oh, my. There's a reason the Protocols of Zion, that rabid propaganda product, is still published in the Middle East and available on any street corner. So I got to hear some rather outre, outlandish conspiracy theories. Why NATO deployed to the Balkans? Who's really in control of the world? And I found it very disturbing, as just at a human level, that young, relatively seemingly educated young humans could be led by the nose, could believe in just ridiculous things. Whether it's, you know, the crazy concept the Jews are in control, or the capitalists in those smoky boardrooms in New York are making decisions that affect the whole globe, the Bilderberg, the Illuminati. I analyzed and I listened. And I realized why so many believe. Whether it's Linwood's insane concatenations of the vice president will be arrested and there'll be a firing squad. Or General McInerney, who I wrote to over the weekend. Well, I told him to stop hurting the president in America, spouting this garbage. The special forces took Nancy's laptop. Why do conspiracy theories have such an attraction, a magnetic effect? Because when you believe them, you don't have any responsibilities left for yourself. If you believe the world is controlled by things that you have no capacity to influence, then you don't have to do anything. And in fact, some of these conspiracy theories are designed to do that. If you hear, we have the evidence. Sydney's got the evidence. We've got the pen drives. We've got the downloads from the Italian military satellites. Then what does that mean? It means that you don't have to do anything. You can sit back. You don't have to take your state house to task. You don't have to take political action with your senator or your congressman, because Linwood's got it. General McKinney's, yeah, he'll deal with it. It is designed to keep you on your backside. And the latest one, I watched it, this insane 50-minute audio of this woman who, her sources in Italy are being X-filled. It's like a cheesy Tom Clancy story. Well, our agents are being X-filled from Italy right now with the evidence that the Italians stole the election. What? Are you smoking crack cocaine? Oh, and then I realized, because at the end of the audio, she says, and you can donate to us at this website. Oh, I see. I see. It's a grift. It's a con. Either they don't want you to do anything, or they want to make money off you. Wake up, America. Let's go to your calls. Sharon waiting very patiently in Philadelphia, line 5. Welcome, Sharon.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Hold on. Please. Your speaker. Yes, I've been listening for a while. And what I'd like to say is, like, I think that as much as we can get big tech out of our lives, like, I went down the rabbit hole yesterday, like, writing good and bad people. You know, and I'm just going to write letters to them. And, you know, I don't expect any response. But, I mean, that's the only way I can figure out. Look, I'm one person. I don't know what to do, you know? What can one person do?
What can one person do? That is the question right now that we have to ask ourselves, all of us. Sharon, thank you for the question. We have to be more discerning. We have to be more conscientious in our decisions. My wife downloaded, what is that app, Telegram, yesterday. There are other, I think Clout Hub is another service that is competing with YouTube and Facebook. And I expect us to vote with our feet and with our pocketbooks. I predict in the next few weeks and months in America, there is going to be a blossoming, a burgeoning of First Amendment alternatives, not relying on Amazon servers who can shut them down whenever they want. And I'm going to be working on some of those. So we got to vote with our feet, with our pocketbooks, and we got to take back the First Amendment for this nation. God bless you, Sharon. Stay on the line. We'll send you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Great, great question. Back to your calls in a moment. This is America First. Are you as healthy as you can be? If not, if there's a doubt, in addition to exercising regularly, you got to eat right. And I suggest, do what I do. Take balance of nature. Nobody eats, well, at least not the people I know, especially the guys, eat enough vegetables and fruit. But you can, literally by taking 6 little capsules. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. The Dr. Douglas Howard has guaranteed will give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's I just call that pure health in your hand. And because you're listening to America First, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Make your mom happy. Make your wife happy. Feel healthier. Call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You won't regret it.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Tim's listening. He says, I'm too tough on Lynn Wood. My response, tough. Switch off. It's a free country. And what does he respond? Good on you, Tim. He says, but I agree with everything you say, though. And I don't want to switch off. Well, then what does that tell you? You think I'm right 100% of the time, but on one thing I get it wrong? Make your own judgment. But it's called a batting average, isn't it? Stay with us, Tim. Let's go to some calls. Let's go to David, North Carolina, line 5.
Wow, am I talking to Sebastian?
Allegedly.
Hey, I've been enjoying your show quite a lot. And what?
Here comes a butt. I can feel a butt.
No, it caused me to call you.
And good.
This thing about people hearing things on the internet.
Yeah.
better, you know, what did you call them? Conspiracy theories or yes. whatever they are.
Yes. Lies.
When you watch mainstream media, you can't help but to go somewhere else.
I get that. I completely get it, David. But
I hate all the mainstream media. I can't even watch it anymore.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. You're gonna wind yourself up. You're gonna get ulcers. But David, here's the thing, and maybe it's because we've sacrificed our education system, and maybe people, you know, at the age of 18, they leave high school and they just don't have these faculties. But for me, a sign of being a mature human being is you see something on the internet from abcxyz.com doesn't mean you believe it. It's like finding a piece of paper on the ground and it says, you know, lizard men rule the world. So what if you find a piece of paper on the ground? You have to have discernment. You have to actually analyze the source and make a judgment as to whether it's reliable. And when I find my fellow Americans refusing to do that due diligence and just accepting it as real, I'm really worried.
Yeah, but don't you also find that the real news that we're hearing nowadays is really hard to believe?
Yeah, I get that. I get when you look at what they did to the president, what they did to Mike Flynn, what they did to Paul Manafort, that's really hard to believe that in America these things could happen. The FBI, the CIA could target good Americans. Yeah, no, David, I'm not making excuses for how rotten real life is, but despite how rotten DC is and how perverted we've become as institutions of power, I want our American patriots to show a little bit of gumption, is the word. The capacity to think for yourself, or we're done. Discernment, prudence, it's crucial. Stay on the line, David. Let's give you a copy of Why We Fight. You can get them all at SebGorka.com. Great cause, guys. God bless you. SebGorka.com. Back with much more. Stay on the line.